Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Jan and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
We're your podcast personal trainers for today, Friday, the 16th of April.
That it is.
Today, I don't know what we're talking about.
Today, we are talking about something that I've been thinking about the last couple of days. Because Keon and I don't have cable. So, first and foremost, we watch a lot of our TV, quote-unquote, shows via Hulu.com.
Great. Actually, I use the desktop application.
I'd use that as well, quite often.
Because then you don't even have to go on the interwebs. You have to be connected to the internet, but you don't have to use a browser.
Yeah, so. And it just makes life easy.
Takes out the middleman.
I find it just cleaner.
Yeah.
I get less distracted by other random things.
Right,
on
so I watch my show, in and out, done.
Yeah. Well, I was on Hulu.com, not the desktop application, and I was looking at new shows, and it just seems like there's two shows recently that have really, I've started to watch more and more of. What's his name? I totally blanked out on it. Revolution. Food Revolution.
Jamie Oliver's
Food Revolution.
Which, did I tell you about what's going on with that? With me and my buddy? My friend, Deanna, is a dietitian.
Okay.
And we're trying to get something started out in Walnut Creek. So in the Bay Area. And just hit it hard. Not even the same concept, but just try and do something out here.
Okay.
You know, food classes, whatever. Just really give back to the community, you know? So, something that we're really looking into. So, if you live in the Bay Area and you have a venue for us, she's a registered dietitian and a personal trainer. I'm a personal trainer and a rehab specialist. So, we can come and talk to your group, whatever, and we will get this going.
Sounds good. So, that show I like, and it's realistic to me. When I watch it, it's not... I watch it and I go, wow, this is all doable. Like, anybody can do this.
And it's real people.
Real people and all this stuff.
Did you watch the last episode?
No, I have not seen the fourth episode.
Okay, episode number three, the girl who has...
I did watch the third.
5 years to live.
Yes.
She's, 17?
Basically, what Jamie does is he goes to the school and he gets together, like, his little posse. I think there's, like, six or seven of them.
Something like that.
And he just grabs kids from the school just to, like, kind of them to...
Teach them
how to cook. He's going to hopefully mold them, and then they can kind of go out and mold.
Be like ambassadors.
Yeah, they're the ambassadors. That's a good word. This one girl, basically, he starts asking all of them, like, why do you want to join? Some are joining it because, like, their dads died. One girl, like, her dad died because he was obese, so, like, she wanted to figure it out. One wanted to be a cook, so she wanted to get involved.
One of them, he was, like, in juvenile detention.
Yeah, one was a juvie kid and just needed kind of something to do, I kind of felt like was his thing.
An avenue and someone to fight for.
Yeah, like, he was kind of intense. Like, I liked him, but, And then the other girl was, visually morbidly obese.
She has 5 years to live.
And her doctor gave her basically 5 years to live. And so this was kind of her last chance. She was very touching about...
This episode, I almost cried.
Yeah, it was one of those episodes where you just kind of like, wow, like, this really affects people and stuff like that, which was nice. So that show I like. And the other show that I've been watching more and more of is The Biggest Loser.
Which I enjoy.
Which Keon enjoys, and I enjoy it to some extent, but then I get frustrated with other extents.
Like, I don't like the trainers that much.
I don't enjoy the trainers because it's not realistic.
No.
In the concept that nobody is going to work out 8 hours a day.
No.
And nobody is going, what?
Well, they did an episode of Real Life where they all had jobs. And they had to go. The gym closed at like 7 or 8. They got home at 5, you know, and the gym only opened at like 5, so it was only open for these certain times. And they worked throughout the middle of the day, so it was like you either had to work out in the morning or the night or both or whatever. It was kind of good because it actually showed like this is how you can incorporate these principles, because you had to make your food, you had to bring food, you had to figure something out.
You have to think about it.
They did do one thing that was really corny. One of the Samoan guys, the Islanders, he quote-unquote forgot his lunch one day. So they went to Subway, and they did a, you know...
They
do a lot of the integrations.
what's it called? Subliminal. Not subliminal,
no, it was integration.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Product placements.
Yeah. I was like, come on, get off it. Because they do the Subway thing a lot, which is fine, but Subway's not the healthiest thing.
It's a healthy.
It's a healthy choice. Yeah, it's a healthier choice. But
in the realm of things, whatever. Right. But that show bothers me because it, I feel, gives people false hope.
Like, oh, I can lose 100 pounds in 10 weeks.
Yeah. Where you're not working out 8 hours a day. You're not cutting calories to an extent of 800.
Right.
Like, literally, those people only eat 800 calories and it's intense.
Right. You don't have parties to go to. You know, they don't have parties. They don't have friends.
Yeah. There's lots of things. So, those two shows really got me thinking about it. And then I was reading this article about how there's been this new growing market of fat camps.
For kids or adults?
Everybody.
Really?
From kids to adults. And the one person, like, basically they were talking, they went through this whole camp with this one lady. And she was 44, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And she was going to this camp in North Carolina.
Okay.
And she's been obese her whole life, kind of a thing. And, no, she was 34, sorry. And she went to this camp for 2 weeks. And between classes, basically it was the Biggest Loser for 2 weeks. And she lost 12 pounds in 2 weeks, which is a nice chunk.
Yeah.
And then after that, she learned in those 2 weeks how to do certain things. And after a year, she lost 100 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, which is a great chunk.
It's a great chunk. It's a reasonable period of time.
Seems healthy.
Right.
Everything. And so this whole article goes into, like, who fat camps are for, you know, kid fat camps. They talked about, have you ever seen the MTV Real Life I'm Going to Fat Camp?
Yeah.
That fat camp they talk about a little bit in this thing. And so it kind of just got me thinking about fat camps in general and how I feel like it's that concept where, like, personal trainers fall into this as well. Where people go to them and think that that's going to change their life.
Right.
And then when they get back home, keep doing the same thing.
Right.
Or they get the personal trainer. Oh, since I have the personal trainer, I then will get thin.
Right.
And don't do any of the work outside of the hour that you're in with the personal trainer.
Right.
And that was something that they stressed, which was, I thought, was quite interesting since it's CNN.
Okay.
That did this art, that they were like, the woman was like, you need to know when you go to this, you know, the gym, event, the personal trainer, the retreats, the fat camps, that you're doing this as a life change. This is a 2-week event to kind of start new. No outside things. And I kind of, like, she was kind of basically to make it sound like those the Christian weekend things that we go to.
Yeah.
Where, you know, like, they just get you real fired up and going, and then you go back to the real world and you kind of hope to be fired up still. And that was kind of, it was a nice little starter for her. And she would go back for 2 weeks every year.
Okay.
Like, that was kind of her thing, was that she would, that was her vacations, is she would go to this camp.
Interesting.
It was a spa retreat.
Okay, so camp.
She got massages, pampered, and all that stuff. But it was also like, she basically was like, it was the fittest loser. It was the biggest loser with a resort.
Okay.
So,
they have the Biggest Loser resort now.
Oh, they do?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's a thing.
That's good.
I know.
So that was kind of like, I was like, that would suck to be on the Biggest Loser for 2 weeks and pay for it. But having a resort wouldn't be too bad
either. Yeah, exactly.
So, but that was just kind of something that I was like, that's interesting that this, I like it, but then at the same time I don't.
I kind of agree with that because the thing is, I agree. People need to have a whole intervention. Like, our country is on a slippery slope, and we have about 10% of the population who knows what to do, and 90% of the population who thinks they know what to do, but are falling on their asses.
Yes.
And so it's good in that sense, but given that 90% that false hope that, you know, this is going to be the solution for you forever, No. You have to make that choice. You have to start making decisions in your own life that are going to make lasting change. You need to start weeding out behaviors and habits and all that in your own life. And it's just, it's foolish to think that you can change your life in 2 weeks.
And that's kind of the thing that I wanted to stress in this is that it's the lifestyle change.
Yes.
One of our friends, Jeremiah,
uh-huh,
has started this new diet.
Oh, yeah, you told me about
it. And when I was asking him, I was like, so how's the new, like, how's the diet? And I actually care. Like, I want to know how it's going. I'm not trying to be a jerk and be like, how's the diet? You know, hope you're screwing up kind of thing.
Hope you fail.
And he always answers, it's not a diet, Tyler. It's a lifestyle change. And it's kind of that thing where it's a joke between he and I now when I ask him. But that's a great way to look at it.
Absolutely.
And that's – I feel like I don't fully agree with all of the diet concepts that this diet is.
Right, because there's a lot of supplements, isn't it?
There was a lot of – there's a lot of insert this company supplements or this guy supplements, and I don't know – how much I didn't know much about the guy and whatnot that this whole diet's based off of. But I don't even remember what the name of it is, to be honest with you.
You told me about it.
Like, there's something about, like, how much sugar you intake and how many servings of vegetables, I think. It was, like, is the main aspect of the diet, but that's besides the point.
Interesting. But he has the mindset of...
But he has the mindset that this is a lifestyle change, and he's like, I noticed, I was like, so have you lost so much weight off of it? He's like, I've lost a little bit, but I've noticed I've been more, like, aware, like, awake, I don't get as tired as fast, you know, like, all this stuff. So I was like, that's good. And that's kind of, the lifestyle change is what's the best, I feel.
Right.
And then going from there.
Right. And it's one of those things that you constantly need to update, because even you and I, we still have our, like, oh, we really want this, blah, 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 like, or ice cream, blah, 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 this or that. You know, it's like, okay, I need to reevaluate. Am I having that too much? And I think recently I've been eating like crap. And this week, I hope I've been good. Because by this time, by the time of this airing of this podcast, I hope that I've been good. So come Monday, you know, you'll have been running.
I'll be running,
Right.
Now ran
5 miles.
12 miles.
No, five, because we're going 1, 2, 3 this week.
Oh, yeah.
So you'll have ran 5 miles, mm-hmm, and then Monday, we'll talk about how you felt.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Yeah. But, you know, no matter where you are in your journey, doesn't matter if you're just starting or if you've, you know, done the hilly roller coaster diet or if you've been going good, you need to constantly reevaluate, is this working, is this working, is this working?
And, I mean, as awful as this, I mean, it's not awful, but I almost reevaluate every Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Honestly, it's kind of one of those things about an hour before I go to bed, in about 2 minutes, I clean my room, get everything ready for the week, get my gym bag set up,
right,
and kind of do that mental, okay, what do I want to accomplish this week? What's the game plan? What am I eating?
Right.
Where do I want to change and this, that, and the other thing? And that's something that's a lot harder than I think a lot of people don't want to face those challenges.
Right.
And in that sense, the people that don't want to face the challenges, I think going to the, we'll just call it the Biggest Loser resort, would be good if within the resort they make you realize that you now when you leave, you have all the stuff you have to face.
Right, because I could see this just become a marketing play where it becomes another Weight Watchers, where, you know, see you every January for 2 weeks, you know, you kick it off well for the first, you know, 3 months of the year.
Or every 3 months come for a weekend here.
Right.
You know?
Which wouldn't be that bad, you know? Like, you do need that kind of... It's like with clients, you know? I need to see them every week because that's what I'm there for. So if it's every 3 months, if it's quarterly, why not? And they need that update and they need that support. I think that's fine, but if it becomes where you're not actually changing your life, that's messed up.
Oh, yeah.
So... But yeah,
I totally agree.
I also have a problem with kids' fat camps because all I know about them is the movies.
All I know, what was it?
Heavyweights.
Heavyweights, you know, the Ben Stiller gem of a movie.
So good.
And I think it from the movies and even in the concept of MTV Real,
right.
Like now I'm going to fat camp or whatever. They made it seem not fun.
Right.
And fitness, I think, can be fun.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think from those... I mean, Heavyweights is a joke of a movie.
Right.
Like, it's purely a comedy and it's an extreme case scenario. But I would like to know how much education
right
is given into it instead of a, okay, we're going to work out all day long, And it's kind of a quote-unquote, we hide the workouts.
Right.
Like, oh, we've got a volleyball game today. We've got a
hike
today.
We're playing out in the pool.
Yeah, we're going to go climb the rock wall. We hide the workouts, and we feed you food that's subpar.
Right. But it's all right.
And taste, and not, you know, like...
Because
I don't feel like there's
classes.
No cooking classes. I don't know if there's, like, nutrition 101 in
it. Or kinesiology. Like, this is how your body's supposed to move.
You know, those three basic classes over a summer...
Right.
That's life-changing. You would have more information that one summer than you would have... And I guess that would be the premise of not having them, is that you would then need the person to come back next summer.
Right. But, you know, I think a lot of health and fitness people should be in the business of putting themselves out of business.
Oh, and I think that's the best... And I mean, it's, if you're good, even if people are seeing results, they'll still come to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because they're seeing results.
That lady who lost 100 pounds still comes, you know, once a year for 2 weeks. So... Oh, there was something I wanted to say, but I forget now.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. Well, is that about that?
That wraps it up for this week.
Good. Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. Pop us an email if you're joining Tyler with his running extravaganza. Remember, we are putting up on our email list the workouts that Tyler's doing, his times, all of that. We'll start publishing them. Yeah, I'm going to publish your times.
Okay.
Just so you know. And distances. So Tyler's doing 1, 2, 3 for this week, 4, 4, 4 for next week, and the next consecutive 5 weeks. And then we're going to go run a marathon, a half marathon, and see what happens. I'm gonna try the more traditional approach and run 9 miles with 2 mile intervals.
Does the heart rate monitor that you got me, does that have a timer on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I was trying to figure out how I could time it.
Right.
Because I know my iPod has a timer, but it's hard.
Right.
Like my center button doesn't work, so I don't know if it works. And
no, that's fine.
It gets complicated. Right. So that works.
All right. So this podcast was brought to you by...
The letter K.
The letter K.
And the number 7.
And the number 7. We will see you on Monday. Enjoy your weekend. Peace.